have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com. The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
This is Denny Hamlin.
He's on the front straightaway. The checkered flag is out.
Following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engine!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, Race Day.
Ready, bring it.
From Kansas Speedway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series has ventured into America's heartland today for a mile-and-a-half race that is the third of the 2024 season. Hello and welcome to Motor Racing Network's live flag-to-flag coverage of the AdventHealth 400. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew welcoming you to the Kansas Speedway. We are at the intersection of 435 and 70 on the western side of Kansas. We're on the Kansas side of Kansas City, half of the city of Missouri, half in Kansas, and we are at a racetrack that is one of the best on the schedule. Drivers and teams are tested here in unique ways over the course of a 400-miler. Let's go right to the broadcast booth. Bring in the anchors, Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, standing by. Gentlemen, welcome in. Jeff, I'll start with you. You know, to the naked eye, this Kansas Speedway looks very unassuming, very straightforward. But all that changes, Jeff, when the green flag flies to start the race.
Well, that's for sure. And good afternoon to you, Mike. 1 year ago, just to your point, 37 different lead changes, 11 caution flags throughout the afternoon. Add to that, Alex Hayden, four lanes wide, every inch usable racetrack. And for many now, they compare it to the Homestead Miami Speedway.
Yeah, they do. And that's because this track eats up Goodyear tires. The lap times slow down the longer you race under green flag conditions. But those four lanes of usable racetrack, they have progressive banking from the bottom to the top. It gets steeper when you get up by the wall. But when you flirt with disaster, sometimes you cross the edge and you can find yourself banging the car off the fence. This is a lot of fun. When you think about this racetrack to the naked eye, yeah, it looks tame, but this race is anything but tame.
I'm afraid we're going to have to use the words that you just said. Flirting with disaster has nothing to do with what we have once we put them underneath the green flag, because I'm not sure how soon we're going to do that. Just now, as we come on the air, Alex Hayden, a quick peek out the window. There's no sunshine to be found.
Nope, it is raining here at Kansas Speedway. Fans are scurrying to take cover. The teams have already covered up the race cars on the pit lane, which are backed into their to the area on the pit side, the turn four side of pit road at a 45-degree angle. So those are covered up. They're covering up the band equipment on the stage from the pre-race concert, and fans are scurrying right now to find some dry area.
So the radar, Mike, does not look good at the moment, but the one thing that we can tell our listeners is the rain in the area is trying to evaporate, and hopefully that will happen and we'll be able to get this thing underway. The other thing we can tell you, Mike, 38 race teams are ready to go. Once we put them under the green flag, think of it this way: action-packed day of drama. Once we do indeed put them under the green flag, Mike, you know as well as I do and as Alex does, when we do that, we're going to have a great race here this afternoon at the Kansas Speedway.
We always have great races here at Kansas. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll let you monitor things in the weather department. And, yeah, this shower we're experiencing right now, not predicted. We knew that rain was going to be in the area. The local weather guessers told us it was going to be to the south, but obviously some of those showers straying into the metro and obviously affecting us here at the Kansas Speedway. While we have a moment, let's check a little NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
Been a busy weekend of racing here at Kansas Speedway. Things got underway yesterday with the ARCA Menards Series Tide 150. Connor Mosack won this race last year for Joe Gibbs Racing. Yesterday, he won it for Pinnacle Racing.
Yeah, it means a lot, especially because this car finished second to me last year and the 18 finished second to me this year. So it's pretty cool, and I feel like the 18 was probably a little better than we were all day. you know, there's times I think we could run with them, and then obviously there at the end we were able to, so it definitely feels good for sure.
Tanner Gray, Dean Thompson, Chris Wright, and Jake Finch were the rest of the top five finishers. Last night, clocks at Kansas Speedway kept Heim time as Corey Heim won the Heart of America 200.
It's huge. I mean, we've been so close. I feel like we're honestly the best truck all year on mile and a half racetracks. We were just never able to close the deal. So to get this one feels so good, and I think we got many more ahead of us.
Finishing behind Heim was Zane Smith, Christian Eckes, Caden Honeycutt, and Brett Moffitt. And Old Blue went back to victory lane at Monadnock Speedway. Jake Johnson won the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour Granite State Derby in New Hampshire with Austin Beers, Patrick Emmerling, Craig Lutz, and Matt Hirschman rounding out the top five finishers for the Mod Squad. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, Noah Gregson has been on a roll recently. Steve Post will sit down with Noah. Also, Bubba Wallace will be by to give us the keys to winning today's AdventHealth 400. The list of people up for NASCAR Hall of Fame consideration is out. And three-time NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion Jack Sprague made the cut. I recently had a chance to catch up with Jack. We'll let you hear a portion of that visit. And we'll check in with the drivers trackside as they begin to congregate ahead of today's AdventHealth 400 at Kansas.
Menards is the Midwest ultimate home improvement store. Family owned since 1958, Menards is the one-stop shop where you always save big money. Get the best selection when you shop online at Menards.com. From hand tools and power tools to automotive products, shop lights, and fashion lighting, we carry everything for all your home improvement needs. Turn those dreams into reality and visit Menards.com or your local Menards store today to complete your project.
Save big money at Menards.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
Today's race is 267 laps, 400 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 80 and 165. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
From Kansas Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Noah Gregson off turn two for the final time.
1 week ago, he gave one away, or the shot at winning one away. That's not going to happen tonight. Smoothly into turn number three. Smoothly off from turn number four for Noah Gregson.
Noah Gregson, the 19-year-old out of Las Vegas, Nevada, will see the checkered flag, and Noah Gregson wins the 37 Kind Days 250 at Kansas Speedway.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded nearly 6 years ago when Noah Gregson scored his second ever win in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series right here at Kansas. Today, Noah will look to score his first NASCAR Cup Series victory, and he has momentum on his side. NASCAR Live Race Day continues with a visit with the Las Vegas native. In the last 2 weeks, there has definitely been a performance uptick with Noah Gregson and his Stewart Haas Racing team. Steve Post had a chance to spend some time with Noah ahead of his 51st career start this weekend.
four top 10 finishes this year. What do you like? What really has you most excited about your situation that you have right now with Stuart Haas Racing?
Just a great connected group of you know, employees at Stuart Haas, and a great group of guys on the 10 team. It's been a lot of fun going to the racetrack. We definitely work really hard, but we also enjoy the time too, and the atmosphere is really good, so that's allowed me to be myself. They allow me to be myself, you know, behind the wheel at the racetrack, you know, in the shop at all times, and I feel comfortable, confident, and really just happy. It's been a lot of fun. Life is good right now.
You mentioned camaraderie at the racetrack. Did I see right that you're getting a chance most weekends, every weekend, to get a chance to go out and break bread with the crew? How important has that been for you to have that time with the crew and actually take them out to dinner and enjoy some of that camaraderie?
Yeah, it's definitely good. I spend every day throughout the week at the race shop.
Nice.
And it's really a 7-day a week job, and they're my family, essentially, on the road and throughout the week. So being able to take them to lunch throughout the week and spend time in the shop or you know, take them to dinner and have them, you know, crack open a beer and just enjoy time with each other. I think it's important for our morale is just keep everything kind of lighthearted, because we do work. It's a 7-day a week job, and mm-hmm. You know, this stuff's hard. It's hard being away from your family. It's hard being away from your kids. And there's not a lot of free time. So any chance that I can get to be with the team, and I stay at the hotel with them and stuff, we're a tight-knit group, and being able to just see them enjoy their time. Because there are times where you have to be serious, but this deal is too tough to be super serious 24/7. We do work hard, but we enjoy our time with each other when we're not working.
We're going to Kansas this week. How different is Kansas, but what is the optimism level as you come into this weekend's race?
I think Vegas and Kansas are pretty similar. We were going to have a good run at Texas, too. It's a little different on how it's shaped and whatnot, but we're going to have a good run. Got caught in the pit strategy, but probably going to pan out 7th to 10th. So I feel like our mile-and-a-half program is really strong. I enjoy them as a driver. Those are the ones I kind of have circled, you know, Kansas, Darlington, Charlotte, super excited for those ones. And with Kansas being a lot like Vegas, we're taking a similar style, you know, setup to Kansas, and hopefully we can get right up against the fence and have some fun out there.
You mentioned decisions on the fly, and Drew did such a great job calling the last 100 laps last week at Dover. We're going to a track in Kansas where there's decisions on the fly can happen. Are you into all the strategies? Do you want to know everything? Do you want to know nothing? Do you want to just be on the do as you're told? Where are you at with that different strategy knowledge that you have as a driver?
I kind of want to know an overview on, you know, hey, we're going to have to do a green flag pit stop, and want to know, like, little stuff. I could pretty much care less about what shocks and springs and everything are in it, just because I have no clue what I'm looking at all. I do like to learn about, hey, we did this adjustment, and this is how magnified the adjustment change made the balance of the car. So I do really pay attention of, hey, we put, you know, two rounds in the right rear jack bolt after the first pit stop, and then I'll be able to say, hey, remember when we did this adjustment? I need that now. But as far as, you know, our spring rate and everything, that's kind of on the engineers. That's over my head. But definitely in the race, I like to kind of know an overview on, you know, how long we can go on fuel, when the stages fall, just so I can better understand my pace. And if you go 100% at the beginning and we're going to run it long before we pit, just knowing that so I can take care of my tires, or, you know, hey, we're going to try and be the first one on pit road to, you know, during the green flag cycle, then I know, hey, I can go hard 100%. So there's different opportunities there that I could, you know, bring value to on how I approach it depending on what our strategy. But once that green flag drive or falls, it kind of all goes out the window, and it's mainly on him to tell me what to do.
Thank you, Posty. That young man has had plenty of ups and downs personally and professionally. Good to hear things are in upswing territory for Noah Gregson.
Every sports fan dreams of going pro and wants that feeling of being at the top of their game. So now's your time to stop dreaming the dream and start living it. The team at Advent Health has got your back. With expert care and resources, they can help you feel strong, confident, and supported. So get pro-level care with Advent Health, the official healthcare provider of Kansas Speedway and Legacy Motor Club.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
There's a lot that needs to go right to win a race here at this mile-and-a-half racetrack. Bubba Wallace will give us the keys to winning when we return from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
From the heartland of America, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
But the checkered flag is all he needs right now. Off turn two for the final time. Bubba Wallace looking to become the Kansas Speedway spoiler.
Here comes Bubba Wallace. Final time off the end of the back straightaway. He'll take it to the wall as he works his way off the corner looking for the checkered flag.
Bubba Wallace can see it now. He can virtually coast it in. Checkered flag is in the air and Bubba Wallace wins the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas. Bubba Wallace picks up the win.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded about a year and a half ago when Bubba Wallace drove to victory lane here at Kansas. Bubba and the entire 2311 Racing team have won three of the last four, and Bubba's here now to give us the keys to winning, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Keys to Kansas, speed. Obviously, got to have that right off the truck. Handling. I think we've had two races last year where, you know, the balance would be just a little too tight or a little bit too free. You know, you got to find where you're just kind of teeter-tottering right between perfect and, for me, a little tight. You know, consistency there. It's really, it becomes tactical when you're trying to attack the wall. When we won in 2022, our car was really, really good and could kind of go wherever. You know, things change, the cars change, the tires change a little bit, bodies change. So anytime you go back, it's not really the same. So you have to be mindful of that and see where your weaknesses. You could have new weaknesses when you show up. But consistency, patience, restarts can knock in the teeth or it can be really rewarding. So you've got to be patient with either. Best places to pass, honestly, entry of the corners, entry to one, maybe exit of four. You get a good run down the hill if you can time it right off of four into one, attack the corner harder than the guy in front of you. So do a pull, a slider. Kansas is just a really fun track. I remember going there for the first time in trucks in 2013, and I thought it was Daytona. It was so big. Now it's like, oh, just Kansas again.
The keys to winning are brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at bluegreenvacations.com.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just a pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good. And hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The Road to Royalty. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
From the running of the Advent Health 400, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
The white flag is set to come out at start-finish. Here comes Sprague across the line. He'll pick it up. Setzer is there. Final lap off to turn one.
As Sprague enters for the final time, he hugs the bottom part of the track. He drifts up a little bit, allows Setzer to get up on his back tailgate. He stays in his tire tracks, back to the dogleg, back to turns three and four. Sprague trying to hold on Setzer for the win.
Setzer with one final try comes out of turn four, but Jack Sprague holds him off, and for the 14th time in his career and for the first time in 1999, Jack Sprague is the winner on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
There's a little trip down memory lane for you. That's how it sounded May 22nd, 1999, 25 years ago. Fred Armstrong, Jason Toy, Kurt Becker with the call of Jack Sprague winning the O'Reilly Auto Parts 250 at a track that sits 54 miles to our east, the I-70 Speedway. That win was the first of three for Jack in 1999, and that would help propel him to his second NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series title. Jack, one of the founding fathers of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. 297 starts, 28 wins, three titles. When you put that resume together, that was enough to catch the eye of the NASCAR Hall of Fame nomination committee. And Jack is one of 10 people on the modern era ballot for consideration for induction in January. I recently had a chance to spend some time with the native of Spring Lake, Michigan. My question for you is, where were you and what were you doing when you got the message that you were on the list of consideration for NASCAR Hall of Fame induction?
Well, I was actually at lunch with my Beale Road posse, and my phone rang, and I looked down and it said Wayne Auten. I'm like, this can't be good. He only calls me on my birthday and on Christmas. So I answered it, and he told me literally a minute before it dropped, and I wouldn't have wanted to hear it from anybody other than Wayne. He's been a great friend throughout the years, and definitely the best person I've ever raced under.
Well, you have a resume that obviously warrants consideration. Three-time champion in the trucks. You've raced in Cup. You've raced in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. I know you've been asked this probably 1,000 times. Is there one thing in particular that you're the most proud of when you were racing full-time and even when you're racing part-time with us?
There's a few different things that stick out. I mean, you know, winning Phoenix three times in a row and then being the first race I won in the Truck Series is pretty cool. But I'd have to say probably winning Daytona and winning Martinsville, both in the 60 truck for the Wilers. Two races that are very difficult to win, and luckily was able to do that. So those stick out. And obviously the championships, but, you know, you got little things that you remember like that, and it's pretty special.
You won the championship in 1997, 99, and 2001, and you did it racing against some pretty tough customers. How would you describe the truck racing back when it first started? Series came online in 95. You won the title three years in. How would you describe the racing back then that you and everybody was doing?
It had to be awesome to watch. I mean, you had, what, Skinner, Hornaday, myself, Ruttman. It wasn't easy, and we all had good rides. So, you know, the week to week, you just never really knew, and it was hard. And the point system, the way it was really hard. I mean, you falter, and you got two or three guys right there with you. It's hard to get it back. So, definitely was. I'm definitely very happy that I did it when I did it, because I think it was a lot more fun.
It was a blast back in those days when the series first got started, and I'll maintain that. Even though we go to great racetracks now, there was something about the Truck Series back then that took us to places like I-70 and Evergreen and Monroe, Washington, and Tucson Raceway Park and Mesa Marin. Tracks that Cup didn't race at back then, but it provided that platform for those tracks to show off their facilities, and you guys did a great job of it. What were a couple of your favorites that we used to race at back then that we don't race anymore?
Probably I-70 is one of them. That was a very hard racetrack. It was like Wilkesboro with banking. Those tires wore out, and it took a few times, and we finally won there. But Evergreen Speedway was extremely hard to get a hold of, and was fortunate enough to win there once. I like the road courses. I never won on them, but several second place finishes. I wasn't a road racer by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. It was a big learning curve, but it was fun.
It's fitting, though, that Hendrick is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, and all fingers go back to Jeff Bodine in 1984. But the Hendrick truck operation, and obviously that Xfinity Series operation you were involved in, that helped grow that foundation. What was it like being a part of Hendrick Motorsports as we reflect back on all their accomplishments this year?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I'll never forget this. Climbing in that window, you know, you're climbing in the window of that truck, and right on the B post, it says Hendrick Motorsports, and I was in shock for years. I mean, Dennis Conner had a lot to do with me getting in that truck. He was lobbying for me. And him and I had a great relationship, and we won a lot of races together. And he knew what I was going to say before I said it, and vice versa. And it just clicked. Luckily, it was a good deal for both of us, and I think we both had the time of our lives.
You can hear my full conversation with Jack, including a story about how Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman helped play a part in getting a ride at Hendrick Motorsports. You can do that by downloading the newest episode of NASCAR Live Wide Open wherever you listen to podcasts. New episodes drop every Thursday.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by McDonald's, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
When we come back, we'll get the crew chief's perspective for a 400-miler here at this mile-and-a-half racetrack. First, from Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Kansas Speedway. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to the Kansas Speedway. Rain is continuing to fall here at Kansas. Drivers meeting just got done. Driver intros will be a tad delayed, but Mother Nature obviously wanting to play a part of today's Advent Health 400, at least to get us started. Keep you updated on what the weather's doing here in just a few moments. This allows us an opportunity to go back to the broadcast booth and get the crew chief's perspective for 400 miles here at Kansas. Todd Gordon is a two-time winner in the NASCAR Cup Series here at Kansas. Todd, welcome in to the broadcast. My first question will be, with this unexpected rain that's falling right now, how will this impact the race as far as strategy and what folks can expect today with a lot of the rubber being washed off the racetrack?
Yeah, I think the first few laps of the race, it's going to be interesting to see how that builds. I think this place, you know, we had a fairly cloudy, cool day yesterday. It's been predicted to be overcast all day today. Didn't really expect the rain, but we've gotten a little bit of a shower here. The racetrack will be clean and green, which means tire wear will be a little bit accelerated. There will be a bigger swing in the balance of the race cars from lap 1 to, say, lap 15 now without any rubber on the racetrack after the Toyota Tundra track drying team has blown all the water off, which blows the rubber out as well, and then the jet dryers finish that off. So there will be a little bit bigger swing in the first 10 to 15 laps, but I think after we get through that swing of the first 15 laps, the race will get back to normal.
So just in general, weather aside, what are some of the strategic elements that a crew chief needs to consider here, and how creative can a crew chief get today?
Yeah, this is going to be one. I think if you look at the race with stage breaks at 80 and 165, I believe that when you put the five caution laps that the first stage will be, that puts those both at about 80 green flag laps, barring any cautions that fall in the middle of them. But if they run green through those stages, you know, as a crew chief, you're going to look at this thing and say, I want to run 40 laps on my tires, come put fresh ones on and go run 40 more. But you're going to see some guys that are deeper in the field that probably will be a little more aggressive than that. They may come 34, 33, 32 laps in and just try to fabricate a little track position where they can go run a lap or two at a faster speed after they put their tires on before the rest of the field comes. That might gain them 3-4 spots and something they can hold on to in the long run. So there's not a lot. It's pretty straightforward in those respects. With 80 laps, you split it in half. It's not where you would think about splitting it twice and doing like 28, 28, 28. But it's where you come and how short you're willing to be to make a little track position on that.
So as we come into this race today, this is race 12 of the season. There is a 22-race consecutive stretch before these teams get a weekend off for the Olympic break at the end of July. So we are halfway through that stretch right now. It's been Hendrick Motorsports and Joe Gibbs Racing with, you know, special guest stars 2311 and Trackhouse, but it's been mainly Gibbs and Hendrick to this point. Any reason to believe that won't be the case today? And can anyone from those camps that are not Gibbs and Hendrick perhaps maybe steal some thunder this afternoon, in your opinion?
From what I watched in practice, in the history we've had here at Kansas Speedway, I would think that the Hendrick guys will be good. I think the JGR cars, Toyota's had a really good hold on this place. Really, 2311 has been really strong here as well. I would look for the whole Toyota camp to be strong here. And then let's see what happens. I think Noah Gregson has done a great job in continuing. He and Drew Lickensterfer continuing to grow into the program that they've had. They've had a couple top tens in a row, manufacturing opportunities, and they had a good qualifying effort, good pace yesterday. We'll see where it goes, but I wouldn't look too far beyond Toyota and Hendrick Motorsports to start this race.
I've gotten this question a couple times from fans over the years. When you have racetracks like Kansas, where a driver can run on the bottom, on the middle, or in the middle, and on the top, how does that impact what adjustments a crew chief makes to the car, what a driver needs? Are the lines that the driver runs, does that dictate adjustments that the crew chief provides the driver?
It can. It can. And what you need to have security to run up at the wall, right against the wall, using that air cushion, wedging the air in between the car and the wall, that may be a little different than what it needs, what the balance of your car needs to be able to turn right down to that white line at the very bottom and get the left side tires on that white line and rip around the corner. There is grip to the paint. If you think about it, the paint's kind of filled the surface in, and then the rubber sticks to the paint. So if you can get there, you're going to want some different things out of your race car to get there versus the wall. And then really the guys, I think, need to work on running a lane off the wall. Still up there on the banking. If you look at this at the corners here, there's a couple of hash marks in between the paving, basically where the banking increases by a little over a degree each time. I want to be left sides on that top hash mark where I can get away from the guy running on the wall, still get clean air, and still take the banking and try to make that pass.
Can't wait to see how all this unfolds. The banking in the corner, 17 on the bottom, all the way up to 20 against the safer barrier at the top of the racetrack. Todd, appreciate the time and the insight. We'll let you and Jeff and Alex reconvene in the tower as we continue to wait out the rain delay here at the Kansas Speedway. Todd Gordon, a two-time winner with Joey Logano back in 2014 and 2015 here at Kansas.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Toyota's won the last 4 cup races here at Kansas Speedway, but there's one team in particular that has added the most to those successes. We'll do a deeper dive into that organization when we come back. First from Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit ToyotaRacing.com.
Welcome back to the Kansas Speedway. Waiting the start of the AdventHealth 400. It'll be race 12 of 2024 for the NASCAR Cup Series. And when we've come to Kansas of late, Toyotas have had to be dealt with, and so has 2311 Racing. They have won three of the last four races, and the impressive aspect of that is they've done it with three different drivers. Jason Toy is here with a more of an exploratory and deeper dive into the successes of 2311 here at this racetrack.
Since the introduction of a next-gen car in 2022, the playing field has been level at most of NASCAR's tracks. Well, except for Kansas Speedway, where 2311 Racing has been absolutely dominant.
Here he comes to the outside of the Chase Briscoe car, coming off the end of the back straightaway. He's put the lap traffic behind him. He's put Kyle Larson behind him. He's put the field behind him. Kurt Busch, the leader.
Here he comes up off of turn number four. Kurt Busch sees the checkered flag, and Kurt Busch wins the AdventHealth 400 at Kansas Speedway. Kurt Busch will take Michael Jordan to victory lane in the heartland.
Kurt Busch started a trend in the spring of 2022 that has continued to the present day. The last four Cup races at the track have been won by someone sitting in their competition meetings on a weekly basis, a driver or owner of 2311 Racing. That win, though, was a memorable one, as it was the first for Kurt in his debut season for the team. Later that year, 2311 would taste success at Kansas again, but in a unique circumstance. With Kurt Busch sidelined due to injury, Bubba Wallace was tasked with driving the 45 to keep the organization within reach of the Owners Points Championship. Driver change aside, 2311 powered on.
Here comes Bubba Wallace, final time off the end of the back straightaway. He'll take it to the wall as he works his way off the corner looking for the checkered flag.
Bubba Wallace can see it now. He can virtually coast it in. Checkered flag is in the air, and Bubba Wallace wins the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas.
Just really cool. Shout out to everybody standing right here. We're able to sweep Kansas this year. What a testament to a brand new team starting up. Just incredible.
The win marked the second of Bubba's career and his first on an intermediate racetrack. At the same time, it became very clear that the organization had found something that the rest of the competition hadn't. That success carried over from team co-owner Denny Hamlin, who behind the wheel of the 11 for Joe Gibbs Racing took what he learned from his drivers and applied it in the spring of 2023.
Denny Hamlin will have one more shot because there's only one more lap in this event. Here they come to the line. One car length separating Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin. They're back in one.
Larson goes to the top of the racetrack. Hamlin is right there. He looks to the inside. Larson gets a piece of the fence. Here comes Denny Hamlin. They're side by side. Larson presses the wall again.
Well, Hamlin gets into Larson. Larson's in the fence. Hamlin will make the move. Larson will regroup. Denny Hamlin takes the lead on the back straightaway and pulls away from Larson.
Off turn number four, checkered flag in the air. Denny Hamlin will win the AdventHealth 400 at Kansas Speedway. With a battered race car after the wall, Kyle Larson will finish second.
That wasn't what we call a dominant race won by Denny Hamlin. Hamlin had to battle late and piloted a Toyota to victory lane. Now, did Denny take something he learned from his team's competition meeting and apply it to the 11 at JGR? Maybe. But with a JGR driver claiming the checkers, it was thought that maybe 2311's run at Kansas would be over. Well, that wasn't the case.
Tyler Reddick will lead the field off the end of the back straightaway for the final time.
Out front when it mattered the most, and here he comes, off four, checkered flag, waving at the start-finish line, and Tyler Reddick will score the win in the Hollywood Casino 400. Tyler Reddick with a three-wide bonsai move, off four, coming to the white, holds everybody off, and Tyler Reddick will score the win and advance.
For the third time in four races, a driver piloting the number 45 had won at Kansas Speedway. And for the fourth straight race, someone affiliated with 2311 had won the race. So what makes the organization so good here? Tyler Reddick weighs in.
That's a great question. I think just when we've rolled into that place, we've done a good job of executing and capturing those wins. Certainly, we have a good formula that's been working, but in the next gen era, that's never always guaranteed when you go back. You know, people are going to continue to improve, but versatility, knowing what your car's got and knowing how to kind of move around, find clean air, is always really, really important there. And just, you know, understand the feel of the car and just adapt to it throughout the race and the run. So, yeah, having a guy like Kurt is a valuable asset to this team, and obviously Bubba's able to make it work as well. I feel like we've done a good job of just getting the most out of those weekends when we get there. Hopefully win another one when we go back.
When NASCAR returns to Kansas Speedway this weekend, all eyes will be on 2311 Racing. They look to continue their dominance at the mile-and-a-half oval in the heartland.
Tyler Reddick will start today in the 15th position. Bubba Wallace will roll off in 23rd.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
NASCAR's next generation of stars drive in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
And here they come. Zane Smith now will try to advance his way to the lead.
Catch the excitement of every race right here.
NASCAR has made it official. Zane Smith is a back-to-back winner at the Daytona International Speedway in the opener.
On the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Kansas Speedway. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Thank you, Susie. Welcome back to Kansas Speedway, where we are in a rain delay. An unexpected shower has rolled through the area. It is continuing to drizzle outside. Light rain is falling. The Toyota Tundra track drying team is poised and in position and ready to dry this mile and a half racetrack when it is appropriate to do so. You know, Kansas Speedway came online back in 2001. Matter of fact, Kansas Speedway and Chicagoland Speedway, the most recent tracks to be the last new track. So 23 years ago, Kansas came online, and it's amazing how this track has grown and changed over the course of those 23 years. Here's Kyle Rickey.
It is hard to believe that we have already reached the 24th year of NASCAR racing at Kansas Speedway. It doesn't seem that long ago that Kansas was one of the newest tracks on the scene. The year that Kansas was new on the schedule was 2001. The 1.5 mile track on the Kansas side of Kansas City became a NASCAR staple the same year as Chicagoland Speedway. While the Cup Series made their debut at the track in September of that year, the first ever NASCAR race to take place on the track was won by a rising star with a famous last name.
In his 18th NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series career start, Ricky Hendrick is going to score checkers as Ricky Hendrick and Hendrick Motorsports will go to victory lane as winners of the O'Reilly 250.
Over the next decade, Kansas became a staple on the chase for the Cup. The track's fall date was always amongst the final 10 races and the battle for the Cup Series championship. The chase era of NASCAR was dominated by Jimmy Johnson. One of the most memorable moments at Kansas happened in September of 2008. Johnson was closing in on his first ever victory at the track, but Carl Edwards would not go away quietly into the night.
The lead is down to two car lengths, and Carl Edwards is on the hunt. Takes it way to the outside. All the way up. Nearly gets a piece of the wall. Gets a great run on Johnson. He's on his back bumper.
For the final time up the back straightaway. Here comes Jimmy Johnson and Carl Edwards. This is the battle for the win here in Kansas. Here's Edwards. Bonsai move to the bottom of the racetrack. Slides under Johnson. Who grabbed the lead? He's in the wall. Edwards slams the wall, and Johnson cuts back to the bottom.
Jimmy Johnson comes back to the bottom as Carl drives it in too hard. He hits the wall. Jimmy Johnson is going to win today, taking the Camping World RV 400. Carl Edwards blew by him like he was chained to a stump going into turn three. But he drove it in so hard there, Mike Bagley, that it took him right into the wall.
While that move from Edwards was the most memorable moment from the track up until that point, it was already known that the track could produce thrilling high-speed racing that intermediate racetracks were known for in that era. The success of Kansas was in full focus when the track was awarded a second race date starting in 2011. With the extra race date, the track had to consider repaving a surface that was beginning to age. The track did more than just repave, though. After the spring race in 2012, the track immediately began work on repaving and reconfiguring the speedway. In addition to the fresh pavement, the banking in the corners was changed from a uniform 15 degrees to progressively banked 17 to 20 degrees in hopes of creating more side-by-side racing and multiple grooves. The first big moment to take place on the new pavement happened in the fall of 2015 and started a feud between Joey Logano and Nat Kenseth that would define that year's championship race.
We're down to the final five laps here at Kansas, and here they come. Kenseth throws the block on Logano. All the way up against a safer barrier, Logano may have made contact. They're back in one.
Kenseth gets tagged, and he spins. He squeezed Logano into the wall in turn one. Logano got him back in two, and around goes Matt Kenseth down onto the apron as the field scatters to the outside.
While that race certainly brought a lot of discussion and headlines for Kansas, the track did go into a bit of a lull after that moment. While the racing was still solid, it just blended into the schedule that was full of similar racetracks. That lull certainly didn't last long, as the track surface has begun to age, and with the introduction of the next-gen race car, Kansas has once again become a track that is circled on the calendar by both fans and drivers alike. Last year's spring race ranks number one amongst MRN's top 10 races of 2023. William Byron's first Truck Series win came at Kansas back in 2016, and he has noticed the evolution of the track and explains why the racing there has been so good in recent years.
Yeah, like the surface is obviously aged, and then I feel like we've had a lot of hot races there where it promotes a lot of sliding, you know, around and fall off. So I just feel like it's one of those places that has fall off, and you start the race at, you know, you're maybe a second slower than practice. So it's one of those places that just promotes a lot of off throttle time.
Josh Berry digs even deeper on why the next-gen car and Kansas Speedway seem to be a match made in heaven.
I think Kansas just races really well with the next-gen. I think just having the different lane options, you know, top, middle, bottom, against the fence, all those, the restarts are crazy. I think it just puts on a really good race there. And it's, and Kansas is unique, you know, it's kind of at this point where it's starting to age and wear the tires a little bit. So that there's that side of things, right? Like you kind of got to, you got to be conscious of how you're pushing the tires and sliding the tires, which is more fun as a driver, just to know that you kind of have to pay a little bit more attention to that. So all those things together, I think it just puts on a good track as a mile and a half.
The track isn't just fun for fans and drivers. It's one of the most important on the schedule. It is so important that Jimmy Johnson made it a point to include both Kansas dates on his limited schedule for this season.
Running both Kansas events was intentional so that I can continue to build reps and help my own advancement along with technology for the race team as well. So I think we have a good plan for this year. Last year, our plan was really to focus on road course racing. We felt that was something we needed help with. Through the off season, we focused hard on mile and a halfs and the performance that gains that we hoped to improve, and thought that running a third car, at least nine events, and basically mile and a half tracks would help us develop and further as an organization.
That fall race at Kansas that Johnson will be a part of is so important because a win there could vault you into the round of eight of the playoffs. With those stakes, Martin Truex Jr. thinks Kansas has become a measuring stick of sorts, where only the best are able to succeed.
You know, Kansas is a really fun racetrack. It's a place where you can move around, tires wear out, it gets slippery. It's a fun place to race. And at the same time, I think it's a real, measuring stick of your cars and where you're at. It takes everything to get around there. You know, you got to have horsepower, downforce, a good setup with a lot of tire grip and things like that. So, it's a big challenge. And usually the guys that have the fastest cars are up front there. So hopefully we'll be one of those guys, because it seems like our Camrys have been really strong this year.
It isn't a surprise that only the best are able to succeed at what is now considered one of the best tracks in NASCAR. That track, the Kansas Speedway, will write another chapter in its evolution this weekend.
Hey everyone, it's Kyle Busch. At Cheddar's, you get a variety of American classics in a place that feels like home. They have comfort food like hand-breaded chicken tenders, homemade chicken pot pie with nearly a half a pound of roasted chicken under that golden flaky crust, slow-smoked baby back ribs so big they're falling off the plate, all for unbeatable prices. And the best part? A free honey butter croissant for every guest. Now that's how they do it. Cheddar's. Get a lot for not a lot.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race, or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
We'll have the starting lineup for you next. NASCAR Live has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Advent Health 400, brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 19.
Derek Kraus, Stratford, Wisconsin.
Riley Herbst, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 18.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Row 17.
Austin Hill, Winston, Georgia.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 16.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Row 15.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 14.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 13.
Brian Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 12.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Row 11.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Row 10.
Jimmy Johnson, El Cajon, California.
Corey Heim, Marietta, Georgia.
Row 9.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Row 8.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Row 7.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Martin Truex Jr., Marietta, New Jersey.
Row 6.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Starting 9.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Starting 8.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Starting 7.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Starting 6.